It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our weekly outdoor show here on KETR. I sure appreciate everybody tuning in, and really, in a sense, it's more of a visit with a bunch of outdoor folks than it is a official Paul Harvey-ish type show. I know if you've been listening to this for the past 6 years, you probably have become very aware of that, but we have a good time, and I just enjoy talking about the outdoors and sharing a few things that I know with you, and all of our guests do, too. We have Seth Vanover, who guides with down at Fork. He's going to be on here in just a minute or so with us. He's standing by, and we're going to talk about crappie fishing at Fork, and Seth's a good friend. Who knows where our conversation will go, but I will invite you today, Saturday, out to Ben Wheeler. I'm going to be out there at the Ben Wheeler Wild Hog Festival. I'm going to give you a website that you can actually go to and get all the details, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be one of the judges. I think there's five judges out there on the chili cook-off, the wild hog meat, you know, the pork cook-off. And by the way, they furnished the wild pork for the cooks to use. So, of course, it's too late to sign up for it, but it's not too late to be there and partake. So we're going to have that kind of three different cook-offs. The other one is a bean cook-off. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I know the it's kind of comical sideline, the Chewbacca mom, when they called and invited me to be a judge down there and set up a booth and offer my books and all. They said, and the Chewbacca mom is going to be there. And I found out later I was probably one of the few humans in the United States that did not know who the Chewbacca mom was. But she was an overnight hit on YouTube. Millions and millions of hits on YouTube. She's had a Chewbacca mask on, and she was laughing for about 3 minutes. But she's been on a lot of the TV shows, you know, the talk shows and stuff. But anyway, the Chewbacca mom is going to be there also. I look forward to meeting her. What do you say? Now, let me give you one tip, though. In case you need to know more about this, BenWheelerTX.com. BenWheelerTX.com is the website that you can go to, but it's going to be going on all day. I think the judging for the cooking contest are at 5, so a lot of stuff going on there. If you have a chance, come out. I'm going to be at a little booth there with my books, and a lot of friends will be down there with me, so make sure and stop by. Now, let's shift over to a little fishing talk. Seth Vanover, I think, is on the phone standing by. Seth, are you still with us, buddy?
I'm just thinking about hog cook-off.
Yeah, you're going to be putting your clients on those big barn door crappie, you rascal, you, down there at Lake Fork is what you're going to be doing while I'm down there visiting with all the people. But I have a feeling if you could get loose, you'd be there with us on that.
Yes, I would.
Kind of right up your alley, isn't it, Seth?
It is, but the fishing's getting better. Just the big crappie are starting to show up. If it wasn't for that, yeah, I'd be there.
Yep. Well, first things first. Well, you know, you got a deer hunt coming up before long. I know you've been hammering these crappie so hard, and you know, everybody in the world knows you're catching them, and they want to fish with you down there at Fork and stock their freezers up. But you're gonna head up, I think, to Missouri before long, and good luck to you up there on that deer hunt. I know it'll be a good change of pace. You love to fish, and fishing's fun, but you also like to hunt, don't you?
I'm a big bow hunter. I love bow hunting. A friend of mine's got a private ranch up in Missouri. I'm going to go visit for about a week and see what happens.
Well, you deserve it, man. You deserve to shift gears a little bit and do something that's not that crappie catching's fun, but not fun, but guiding every day. I've got other friends, you know, for many years I've had buddies that were fishing guides, and you know, it's a little bit of work involved in it. It honestly isn't it.
It is, but so far I haven't had a bad day yet on the water. There's been days we don't, you know, the fishing's tough, but it's still a good day.
You bet. Well, once a person that enjoys the outdoors gets over the fact that every time you go out bow hunting, you're not going to kill a big buck. You might not even see a doe. Every time, even an expert crappie fisherman like yourself, every time you go out, you're not going to load the boat with limits of barn door crappie. You know, most of the time, granted, here lately you have been, but, you know, once you get over that where success equals a full limit or, you know, once you get over that and really slow down and take time to enjoy the outdoors. I've got some guys up in Kansas still, Mike Ford. A lot of people listening know Mike. He's up there bow hunting. I was up there a week, you know, and, well, actually we did the show live from up there last week, if people were listening, if folks were listening. But Larry's still up there, my partner up there, with Mike Ford. There's only three of them up there. And next week, another group, I think, of four come in. But, you know, they haven't, they've seen some bucks, some good bucks, one or two big ones. They haven't killed anything. They've had opportunities for those 165-pound doe and smaller bucks, but I talked to Mike. You know, they're having a great time, and they know the potential is there to get a monster. So it's just beautiful time of year to be up there in that old big farm country, and, you know, they're making the most of it. But it really takes the rut to get some of them old big bucks moving, Seth. You know it?
Oh, yeah, and it's just like it here. And, you know, last year when we were up in Kansas, when I was with you guys, I saw the big deer. It takes, like you said, the cold weather. You got to get the rut going. And it's the same thing down here. You can hunt over a corn feeder and you're going to see some deer, but, or you may not. You know, it's That's true. Sitting up in that bow stand or sitting in your ground blind and just soaking it in. And having fun with it.
That's what it's all about. Well, that stand you were hunting on the place up there in the bottom down there, we've got a ladder stand right there. They have been seeing some, just give you a little update, been seeing some deer, saw some smaller, two smaller bucks and some big old doe right in there. But that's where you saw one wall hanger. I mean, maybe a 160. Yeah, and then two other ones that were very nice, didn't you?
I saw two wall hangers. I had about 140, 145 inch come. You know, I could have killed him with a slingshot. But before that, I had seen two that were pushing the 160, 170 range. And that held me off on the 140.
You bet. Folks, we are going to get around to some fishing tips here in just a minute. But when you and I and Seth get together, all of us, we probably want to talk. This time of year, we've got to talk a little deer hunting. Seth, up in Kansas, that place that you hunted, it's, of course, that's owned by a friend of mine, Stepper. It's, we've got it still, of course. The place where the camp house is, that track of land we have, then we skip a track. There's a fence line up there east of the camp house, and we skip a track, a small track of land, and then the landowner opened up another track to us just east of there, just maybe I don't know, a quarter of a mile. That's where his land picks back up. It doesn't continue on. But I haven't even seen it. He came up and showed that to Larry after I left. But Larry, he found some really good sign up there and ran and jumped a monster buck. He said a 160 class buck that he actually spooked out there. So They're not just hunting a new spot, but until last week we didn't really have access. We didn't know where it was, but now we've got our feet wet up there in Kansas, and we know where it's all at. Folks that want to, if you'd like to, you know, maybe sometime go to Kansas and hunt deer, the website is huntingeasttexas.com, huntingeasttexas.com. Go there and click on Kansas. You can see a lot of the pictures, and it's an awesome part of the world to be. Seth, let's do shift gears. This little cool front that blew in Thursday morning, you think it's going to have an effect on our fishing this weekend down at Fort?
It should. The crappie are starting to, even though it's been warm, it's still, the days are getting shorter. The crappie know it's getting into the fall time. And they're starting to bunch up in some key spots that a few of us know about. They're just not really bunched up yet. But after this cold front, they ought to really start congregating in these areas. And it's just one of them things. Use your electronics, and once you find them, pitch you out a buoy, and you're going to sit there and pound them to death.
It's a transition time, really, isn't it? There was a transition time where they, you know, of course, in spring when they moved from shallow to deep to mid-range and then on out to deeper water. But every winter, down by the dam, sometimes in 40 foot of water out there, I fish for them out, you know, in the dead of winter when it's really, really cold. They do. It's almost like, we humans could look at it like they do. They bunch up in tight schools.
We're still catching fish from 10 foot of water in some space, in some places.
Uh-huh.
And then we can switch out to 35 foot and we're catching them there. They're scattered. But as this water starts chilling off, they will bunch up.
It is most definitely a transition time. Well, in the dead of winter, which let's just say they're moving toward this deep water pattern that's going to be going on through the dead of winter. When they get there, which is going to be maybe another, honestly, three weeks probably. What's the best baits and how do you like to fish for them when they get deep?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. If you're a minnow fisherman, small minnows. If you're a jig fisherman, it kind of depends on the if it's cloudy or sunny that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cloudy days, we use the dark jigs. Sunny days, we use the bright jigs. I know it sounds backwards, but
yep,
that's what works best.
Mm-hmm.
And when it starts getting really cold, it's a slow presentation on a vertical. You're holding that rod tip still as still can be. It is just a very slow presentation.
And, you know, Seth, fishing deep with jigs in the winter and that slow bite, I mean, oftentimes it's just a little movement in the line. That requires some practice to really get good at it. I mean, it really does, doesn't it?
It's not easy. There's some days where they'll thump it and they'll try to take the rod out of your hand.
Right.
But most of the time, it's kind of like a catfish bite. Your rod just all of a sudden starts getting heavy, like you're hung up on a piece of brush or something. It's just, they've just sucked it in and you didn't feel a thing. Doesn't matter how sensitive that rod is.
You just have, but the line size in the winter. Do you like to downsize the line?
I go to four. Mm-hmm. In the winter. I do go to a 4 pound test. The 6 and 8 pound test we use during this time of the year because you're fishing in a lot of brush. You need that,
right,
you need that strength. But in the winter, we're not fishing a whole lot of structure. Or a lot of cover. We're fishing structure.
Right.
So
right.
Not a lot of stuff to get hung up in. You can play them real easy. So 4 pound, the lighter you can get away with, the better.
Well, Seth, man, I really appreciate you visiting with us like always on our show here. I will mention we're about out of time, but folks can go to LakeForkCatAndCrappie.com or go to Lake Fork Cat and Crappie on Facebook, and you can keep them tuned in. And what's the phone number where they could call you?
It's 903-736-4557.
Well, thanks again, Seth, for being with us. Folks, remember the Ben Wheeler Wild Hog Festival. If you get a chance, come on out there today and let's visit some more. And we'll be right back here with you next week. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at ketr.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.